Track 28.
Last but not least, that brings us to the question of questions. A lot of inexperienced presenters are terrified of the question and answer session. After all, it's the part of the presentation over which apparently you have least control. But with careful preparation, you can come out smiling. Put yourself in your listener's shoes. What sort of questions could they ask you? What are the worst questions they could come up with, and how can you answer them? And preparing for questions involves developing your general question answering techniques, improving your skills in response to the five basic types of question. There are a couple of general points to remember. The first point to remember when you're fielding questions is listen to the questioner. For example, maintain eye contact with the questioner and use body language, nodding, for example, to show that you're paying attention. The next thing to remember is don't interrupt. That would make you look rude, and the questioner might feel he or she hasn't had a chance to get their point across. Next, comment on the question before you answer it. This signals your attitude to the audience, but equally important, gives you a few seconds of thinking time. The final thing to remember is to reply to the audience. Yes, not just to the person who asked the question, but to the whole audience. Although one person asked the question, it might have been in everyone's minds. After all, you hope everybody wants to hear the answer.